With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Great minds think alike. Matt Rooney, you hear him every Sunday night, 8 to 10, and SaveJersey.com. Put up on Twitter what I saw this morning. Phil Murphy was on CNBC, King Philip, Dom, this morning explaining why inflation may be bad, but it would be worse if Jersey didn't spend $50.6 billion plus in this budget. And I'm looking at his hair. I'm thinking, whoa, wait a minute. What the heck's going on with King Philip? Now, his hair was kind of balding with a buzz cut in front, Dan. Now, there appears to be more hair, and it's kind of fluffed. You know how I like the fluff of the hair? I love fluffy hair. And Matt Rooney's got a picture up saying, what's up with the hair? Now, usually when someone's running for president, they're going nationally. One of the ways you can tell, like Mike Pompeo. Mike Pompeo used to order these huge cheeseburgers and all. Now, all of a sudden, Mike Pompeo looks like he lost 150 pounds. When you're running for president, you do stuff like that. Just another tell. Let me know if you've seen Phil Murphy's hair the last couple of days. Is either added hair, some fluffery, a new barber there. Take a look at that picture on CNBC. I thought it was the wind. But I don't remember the wind ever quite getting to him like that. And now, take a look at Rooney's, too. He's got a great picture. The hair police out there for Phil Murphy. It's a definite sign. He thinks Biden may not run. There's going to be an opening. And if Biden doesn't, he's going to run. Without a doubt. All right? Next time you see him, take a look at it. You see him pushing it. Have you looked at it, Dan?
Yeah, he's... It's nuts.
There's something like a pompadour in the middle there. His hair, he's got a fluff. Well, he didn't have that before.
Like the only thing I wonder is the guy just need a haircut and he was wearing a hat? Because there are times my hair kind of looks similar.
Yeah, but I mean, he's never had hair right down the centerpiece there.
Yeah, you're
with him.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No. Something nice. Tip of the hat to Matt Rooney. Great minds. I saw it about 7 o'clock this morning. Rooney's got it up on Twitter now. 855-839-1210. All right. Now, after monumental cases, I kind of think the gun case is almost up there with the Roe v. Wade and Supreme Court as the term seems to end. But today, the case of West Virginia versus the EPA is big for this reason. And finally, we're starting to see some headlines that make it big, as big as it is. We have a fourth branch of government, let's face it, that's grown increasingly powerful. And progressives love this fourth branch of government. We have the judiciary, we have the executive, we have Congress, the legislative, and we have the administrative state. Congress, particularly, has punted to these little pointy head bureaucrats in the administrative state and allowed them to not just execute the wishes of Congress as far as regulation, but actually to create the whole thing. And as it gets more complex, the EPA and others, they're not following direction of Congress or any law per se. They are acting as the arbiter of all this. No one elected them completely. No one knows who they are, and they do it. How many stories that we've talked about over the years, be it OSHA, be it anything with just routine. And in places like Philadelphia, the administrative state is even more incredible. So this ruling, West Virginia, on climate, that's the surface. But it's bigger than that. It's not just about that. It's about the administrative state getting the pushback from the Supreme Court. And rightfully so. It's got to be dismantled. An illustration of the administrative state, the number of pages of federal regulations that Trump cut during his 4 years versus the number that Obama produced. And somebody out there is the target of them. And sometimes you can't even tell if you're following them or not. So the administrative state took quite a pushback today. Now, that doesn't mean they just retreat and they're not going to continue to do it. But that's a big ruling. Not as big as the two principal. But I am disappointed in this ruling that's going to allow Biden to continue to overrun the border in ways that are unimaginable. And the ruling essentially is to say that, no, you can't keep people in Mexico when they're filing for asylum. You got to bring them in, do the preliminary. They say asylum. You say come back in 6 months and catch them and release them into the country. You know what damage that's created. That was one of the best things that President Trump had done. And now the Biden people, the only thing I can say, they're going to be hung on their own petard. They're going to run wilder with this at the border. We're seeing the consequences, the damage, and hopefully the American people during the midterms will vote near the top of the line on this. I have a list out. Rasmussen, now this is a pollster that skews conservatively. He's got a list of the top five things in his polling that the American people care about. Guess what's number one? Not inflation in general. Now, people are actually saying gas prices and inflation are the same thing. Gas prices are inflation. But they're singling out gas prices. Second is inflation. Third is the economy. Fourth is crime. And fifth, election integrity. What are the media and progressives telling people the big five issues are? They're saying a big four: climate, Ukraine, Capitol riots, COVID, and LGBTQ. All right? If they want to go into the midterms with those five as their top line issues versus gas prices, inflation, the economy, crime, election integrity, let them. Now, in the election integrity, though, here's the trick. That is a good issue, but not if we're just going to relitigate 2020. If we're going to try to close all these things that are out there that people know are wrong, then yes, it's a great issue. Okay, good chance to get in right now at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you need to do is just push pound 1210, Krasnerland, 345 today, don't forget. And Dan, what have you concocted for Krasnerland?
Well, I'm putting everything together right now, and it's tough, Dom, because there's so much going on. So a little live production here on the air for Krasnerland. Do you want today's Krasnerland to more so tell the story of what's been happening in Harrisburg as it unfolds, or do you want to talk about the hard crime that's happening? Because there are different angles here. We can talk about what's being done to solve the issues here in Philadelphia, or we can talk about the horrible situation that we saw play out in all over the city. I mean,
I think a mix, not to dodge a question, a mix in that we got to show some of the Harrisburg stuff since the media doesn't show.
Give me a percentage real quick.
I think 50-50.
50-50? Okay.
Yeah, something like
gotcha.
This. Yeah.
Yep.
But the one story that this week has riveted people is this 21-year-old girl hit in that bar in a place that's a safe place, designated driver. Thank God people there were armed and they fired back at this maniac. If not, he would have just kept on advancing on the bar and firing. Mm-hmm. Police are not going to get there. They're strained in best of times. And even if they do get there, those seconds, you know the damage that can be caused. The story I'm looking at, though, and I have not seen a Philadelphia connection yet, this so-called road rage story out there in Delaware County on State Road in Springfield. Now, they're going all out to find the guy that did it. It's chilling, though. It's sort of rush hour, even though I don't see a lot of traffic. It's State Road. There are a lot of people, homes nearby. And the complaint apparently is the guy who fired and killed the other driver didn't like that the driver was going too slow. So there was no back and forth or anything. He gets out of his vehicle. He's being driven by a female, walks around to the passenger side of the other driver, and just fires through the windshield a couple of shots and kills him over driving too slowly. Now you could say, Dom, well, come on, it happened out in Delaware County. Why is your first sense, hey, is Philadelphia have anything to do with it? Because I try to get people to be aware this stuff is coming to the suburbs. It is.
One story that I also want to fit in, because you often hear about how this is a gun issue and it's not a crime issue. It's not a it is a violence issue, and that's proven by Benjamin, the 53-year-old. His wife, Michelle Ferrara, spoke with 6ABC, and he was stalked by four teenagers and beaten and left brain damage.
Yes, that woman's commentary on that on Action News was very, very telling. Also, I think we should run the Action News commentary. They got the guy. Nice work by them. Who was just pumping gas out there in Warrington a little while back. And these three people from Philadelphia carjack him, trying to choke him to death from behind, threw the keys away, and that's how he got out of it. Broad daylight, 7 o'clock at night, right there in Warrington. And where are they from? Philadelphia. So these suburban areas, you're going to be hit by this also. And that's the bottom line. That'll be at about 3:45 today. Spread the word on that. It's heating up. I think by after July 4th, we ought to have the names of the select committee that is prosecuting Krasner. And we brought you some sound today about Krasner and about some of the stuff that went down yesterday. I wanted to replay one, Dan, because it's brief. Here's this yo-yo, who probably won't come on the show, so he's still a yo-yo. He's a Democrat from State College, Penn State. Now, his theory seems to be, Dan, that only county by county should people care. He only cares about his county. Why should anybody else bother Philadelphia? So I guess that means when Sandusky was doing his nonsense, they didn't care at Penn State, if you remember, right? Dan, do you remember that whole story? I know you're busy with something, but do you know what triggered it? What ultimately got Sandusky caught? Do you know?
No.
All right. As I remember it, Center County, which is right next door to the county that Penn State's in, he had a person, a kid there that he attacked, and the DA there then started some of the proceedings because nobody was going to do anything in Penn State. That's why they were all convicted of various crimes. The chief of police there, the head of the athletic department, the presidente of the Penn State, and Joe Paterno, all of them were going to look the other way. It took somebody outside that county. So with this guy, if we got him on the air and I asked him that, should Center County have had any say in that? Well, it's a Penn State thing. I listened to this guy, Democrat, yesterday arguing, why in the world should the rest of the state have anything to do with Krasner here in Philadelphia? That is number, it's 23 seconds, number 10C.
And I want you all to listen. It's none of my business how the people of Philadelphia elect their officials. It's none of my darn business. I should be worried about back home before I worry about Philadelphia. They elected their people. Let them worry about them. They elected him back in. That's their problem. Let them deal with it.
Well, Scotty, if I might call you that, Scotty Conklin, maybe you ought to realize that what we're seeing is people from Philadelphia not staying within the borders of Philadelphia. They're going after people in suburban areas, too. What would you say to that? And I already made the Sandusky case. Should it be county by county? And anything they do in that county, even though the whole state pays for Philadelphia, should that be recognized? I'm telling you, Dan and I watching this on tape, it's only an hour. Some of these idiots, particularly on the Democrat side, wow, what kind of places elect somebody like this? Well, State College figures. 855-839-1210, you get in, but it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
That is exactly right. We're playing for a pair of tickets today to see the Phillies take on the St. Louis Cardinals on Saturday, July 2nd at 4:05 p.m. Kids 14 and under receive a PJP cooling headband. For tickets, you go to phillies.com. I've never worn a headband. I'd like to get one of those if it's cooling for running.
They're one of those big headphones or headbands that you always see Bryce Harper wear, like yes. You know, the thick ones.
Oh, okay. Well, I know that DJ's taken us to the game due to his largesse on July 3rd.
Ooh.
And the seats are so good, I think you get $30 in stuff that you could buy.
Ah.
So I always hold out, don't buy the pretzel, the water, and all. Get something for Ro, et cetera, for her pod. There's a lot of Phillies trinkets they like that she uses.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. DJ squirrels that away, though. He's trying to collect from his wife and everything else. So, all right. Let's hear the backstory of the clue.
So today, Dom, we're asking for celebrities that are known by one single name. We've heard from about Cher, Madonna.
Yes.
So I picked another musician that had one single name. This guy was huge back in the 90s. They debuted this very popular song at Lollapalooza back in 1995. Such a cultural icon in a very specific genre that he actually made a cameo appearance on none other than Futurama, which provides our lightning round sounder every day here on the Dom Girano Show. So a guy appeared on Futurama, quite the legend in his very specific genre of music, Dom. But today we're looking for the name of this one named individual, singer, a very famous person that's known by only one name. Dom, here is your clue. More of a clue.
I think that music was used in a Clint Eastwood film, too.
It wouldn't surprise me because this song that's huge, the 90s song that we're looking for the artist of, it actually sampled 9 different songs. And this guy is known for being a guy that just combines sample after sample into one glorious song. So this was his biggest hit, arguably. Maybe another hit might be up there with this one. But Dom, we're looking for the name of this song or of this iteration that came out back in 1995. By this one single named individual.
Here's all right, your clue let's again. Hear the clue again. All right, 855-839-1210. Jump in. The first person to stump Dan, to beat Dan. It's always a pleasure. You're headed off to the Phillies for a great Saturday, July 2nd, 405. Phillies.com for tickets.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's right. Every day at about 2:13, we give you the clue, and then we are away. Let's hear the clue one more time. Oh, generous clue today. Let's go to another Dan. Dan in Horsham, not Mr. Dan here in the studio with Brother Dom. Dan in Horsham on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dan, what's the song we're looking for? Oh, no, we're looking for the guy, the singer. Guy, I'm the sorry, singer, yes.
Beck.
All right. Wow, Dan is upset in here. I love it, Dan. Thank you for doing that.
Dan beats Dan
Thank
today.
You, sir.
Nicely played. Thank you. He's taking credit. He's taking a victory lap. It is Beck.
Yes.
Falling in line with our side question today. Single name coming off Pelé and what he did on that yesterday on that date
and
in
quite
history.
The legend in experimental lo-fi folk funk.
Okay.
Say. Very, right. Very specific genre yes. of music. But
I haven't heard Beck recently or too much said about him recently.
He's kind of fallen off. He released yes. a couple of new songs back in 2019, I think, and maybe even more recent. It was actually pretty good. It made its rounds on like stations like Alt 104.5 and the other alternative stations, but nothing to the popularity of this song or Loser, which was his other huge hit back in the 90s.
All right. Do it again tomorrow to round out the week. Probably Phillies tickets again. 855-839-1210 is how you get them on board. Now, some of the outrageous tweets, there's been a lot on Twitter and a lot around the country. When you hear this story about the woman shot in the head pushing a baby stroller last night around 7, 8 o'clock in New York City, you think, yeah, well, it's another crime. It's a horrific woman pushing a baby. They believe she probably didn't know the assailant. And here's the thing. It's the affluent, the very much affluent piece of the Upper East Side. And Dan looked it up. I wrote this one down when we did. It's well over. It's $4,200 on average per month or $4,000 in that range for an apartment there, which is a hole in the wall.
One-bedroom right? apartment, yeah.
One bedroom. Yeah. Let me write that. One bedroom, right? So why is this getting so much attention? Well, it's getting so much attention all over the place because it's not a place that you would expect stuff like this to happen, and it's happening more and more. So here's somebody on Twitter, though. Here's how they see this. The first victim of Clarence Thomas's moronic lax gun law in NYC is a 20-year-old mother who was pushing her baby stroller on the Upper East Side when she was shot in the back of the head and killed. Hashtag impeach Clarence Thomas. No, I don't think this is someone who suddenly had their license bumped up because New York, which is slow walking all this, to get a weapon to do this. This is obviously part of the crime spree going on in places like Manhattan due to the DA there, due to the mayor, too, who are just completely soft on this. And we see the same thing playing out across the country, and people are connecting the dots on it. Steve Keeley just tweeted a little while ago, Philadelphia police were talking to him how hard it is to do their job. They arrest this woman, I think in Center City, Philadelphia, and it's the 35th arrest, recent arrest, for shoplifting. Now, why is that? She's not in jail, whatever, whatever, because this is what she does. It's her job, and because she knows to shoplift enough to get away with it. In Larry Krasner land, that means just about anything. And people are going to vote on this. And as I said yesterday, any Democrat you vote for, in any circumstance, you are running the risk that they are going to be, they may not agree with Larry Krasner and those types, but they're going to be an enabler for the Krasners of the world. That's why this impeachment is so important. What will it mean? Now, I know some people are going to say, well, you know, if Larry Krasner is knocked out, they'll just replace him with another Larry Krasner. No. What will happen, Dan, is the judges in Philadelphia, now some of whom are very weak too, will determine who's going to take over for Krasner. And in my judgment, I don't think you can find someone. They may be they'll be a liberal probably. Maybe. The last time this happened, Lynn Abraham took over. Now, Lynn Abraham is a liberal Democrat, but when it came to crime, Lynn Abraham was pro-death penalty, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't think you'd get another Larry Krasner. I think you'd get somebody who wouldn't be exactly who I would put in there, but it wouldn't be like this.
I'm petrified that this goes deep and whoever they...
No, the judge, they're not going to come up with it. You can't create another Krasner. There isn't another.
Well, not on the level of his just asinine behavior.
Well, that's
towards
the point,
and such,
yeah.
But the policies and the stuff that they're pushing for, this hyper-radicalization of criminal justice reform, I think... Whoever they install next is going to be someone that's the same kind of ideology.
I don't think there were plenty of people that ran against him that were liberals and I differed with. I think there were six other on the Democrat side the first time he ran.
So,
and I didn't like
the person that they appoint. Do they have to be in the government serving already, or can it just be a random individual off the street that they say?
It can be. I don't even know if you need a law license. It can be anybody, but they're not going to do that. The last time they did it, they appointed Lynn Abraham, who's liberal. But was tough on crime. There's not going to be another Krasner.
Who appointed? I'm sorry.
The judges. I think it's the common police court judges.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And
that makes me a little more. Because if it's a city council, that's kind of what
my assumption was.
I thought we were screwed.
Even Philadelphia City Council would not appoint someone. You gotta give your opponent their due. Larry Krasner is a superstar of this. He is so far beyond even the guys in San Francisco and L.A. They're softies that don't fight back, don't get in your face. This guy has won a Peabody Award. Kevin Bacon lionizes him. So the bottom line is that we will not see another Larry Krasner. And I think what would happen is it would send a signal on this that would preclude that Philadelphia, it's a shot against Philadelphia in general. Think about this. It's not just about Krasner. It's about a rotten system here of progressivism that is not going to relent. The rest of the state is funding this. Are they finally tired of it, having to deal with this and continuing to fund this? It's not just Krasner. It's sanctuary cities. It's Philadelphia's just radical policies. It's Philadelphia voting, just saying we're going to do whatever we want. We want the progressive to win in presidential races, particularly. We're going to let the shenanigans go on here. Not only are we going to let them go on, we're going to encourage them.
A grassroots movement comes from the grassroots. Yes, 20% of the United States, 20% has now elected and reelected, in many cases, a progressive prosecutor. 75 million people. This is a movement that is sweeping the nation.
Well, guess what? Our broom is sweeping you, buddy. We already got the guy in San Francisco. The guy in L.A. by November is going to be recalled. Can we get Krasner recalled, essentially, by the end of the year? I'm already, Dan, starting to write up plans for the celebration on this. I already have grandiose ideas. I already have stuff to tell Greg of where I want to broadcast from. You know, right behind Larry Krasner takes a stand here. As usual, he's pretty arrogant.
Yeah. One of my trusted sources actually just texted me and has heard, allegedly, from Carlos Vega that if he would be interested to run again if Krasner were impeached. So that might be a name out there. I don't know.
All right. I'm not a fan of Carlos Vega,
no.
But he's much better.
He's better than Krasner, I got
to
say. Yeah,
well, right. He's much better than.
Yeah.
But I'm being honest. Oh, all right. Carlos Vega. Wow. Want that guy? No. He wanted to stiff us in the election cycle. Don't be with those conservatives. Ah, buddy. Notice the cold shoulder at the Toomey event there with Carlos Vega. I talked to him. Wasn't rude, but I wasn't rah, rah. No. We need somebody better than that. Don't know what Lynn Abraham's doing. If she's listening, get ready for another term. DJ just sent me this NBC News editorial. Maybe women should let things fall apart for one day. In other words, you should listen to this, Dan, on the home front with Maisie there. As a result of Roe v. Wade, etc., maybe women, I don't know if they're talking about the sex strike here, but they're talking about letting things fall apart. Democrats knew that Roe was going to end, were unprepared. Telling women to peacefully protest and vote is a predictable and infuriating solve. What women ought to do, they should just essentially boycott, let things fall apart.
I don't think I could tie my shoes without Maisie at this point.
Well, that's true. With Route Roe doing stuff on the home front, it would be kind of trouble. But this is what they're calling it. The world will fall apart. Well, suppose men decided we weren't going to, what would happen then? I mean, the beer industry would collapse.
Yeah.
Yeah. The sports industry would collapse.
Yeah.
The talk radio industry would be in trouble. All right. Let's take a couple here. Homer's got somebody who is a one-name celebrity, living or dead. Who do you have, Homer?
Yeah, he's a bit obscure, but I believe paratroopers used to yell his name every time they jumped from a plane. Geronimo.
Yes. Well, when you have that, when you're defying death, that's a pretty potent. Geronimo is one of the most famous of all Western figures. Yeah.
I have a comment on the computer with baseball.
Yes.
I hope that ball and strike computer is placed behind home plate so an irate manager can storm out of the dugout and kick dirt on it.
Yes, or take a baseball bat to the inanimate object. I'll take that as a vote against. Yeah, he's talking about the fact that Dan and I were differing at the beginning. Major League Baseball in 2024 is apparently going to have a computer called Balls and Strikes. Certainly, we'd love to have you get in on that. Coming up, we're going to talk with Jason Jones, this big Supreme Court decision. He's a retired captain from the Texas Department of Public Safety's Intelligence and Counterterrorism Division. He managed daily operations for the Texas Rangers and the Border Security Operations Center. Big, big job. Somebody right in the center. All this around President Trump's great idea. You want asylum, apply for it in Mexico. We're not going to let you into the country, and you'll tell us you'll be back in 6 months. The Supreme Court, in their infinite wisdom, threw that away today. We'll talk with Captain Jason Jones here on the Dom Giordano Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm trying to change this water to wine.
All right, big issues, big guests. Dom Giordano Show. Retired captain of the Texas Rangers, Jason Jones, was intimately involved with security at the border. And he is someone with a great knowledge of this Trump program and what it means to say, all right, you can seek asylum, we take that, but you stay in Mexico until you get your court hearing. Let's go to Jason Jones here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Captain, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Well, Dom, it's good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, with your background for precision and all that, I'm reading the bio and the stuff that you were engaged in. It's got to be pretty obvious. One of the repercussions of this, fentanyl, the cartels taking advantage of the Border Patrol being distracted with all these things that shouldn't be happening. And then Trump comes along and makes the play, okay, you may have a legitimate, under our laws, asylum situation, but the test will be, do you want to come to Mexico and do it from there and then wait? That might show legitimacy. So what does this do, do you think? Now, none of that.
Well, you're absolutely right. And listen, it's good to be with you today. When the Trump administration implemented MPP, or the Migration Protection Protocols, you're exactly right. It mandated that folks were held in Mexico. But more importantly, it sent a message to the world that if you come to the United States, into this country, and you try to make any type of claim, whatever it is, you're going to have to remain in Mexico. That was a massive deterrent. And when we look at where we are, I don't think folks are really aware. You know, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection in the last 8 months alone have apprehended over 1.5 million people at your southwest border. I want you to think of that for a second. We are in the midst of the worst border crisis in American history. If you think last year was bad, you know, for a 12-month period, that was at 1.7 million apprehensions. So we'll be well above 2 million at this point. But here's the thing about this. The secondary and third impacts are what bother me the most. When you think of the Mexican cartels, what you need to realize is that their lawyers are going to put it out to their propaganda cells, who will work directly with the alien smuggling organizations, the other cartels down to Central and South America, and what we call long-haul smugglers. And this will go out to the world through the perception that the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled no one has to wait in Mexico anymore. If you want to come to the United States, now is the time. And Dom, you're going to see a number of increases as a direct result of this. Now, it'll take a couple of months, but you will see the numbers continue to rise.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think you're underlining that a lot of people don't realize how the message gets sent, the vibe of it, and what's going to happen. Even if they don't know the particular law, there is a yes or no component. And with Trump and what he did there, the signal was, this is going to be very difficult to just get into the United States. It curtails us. The one time I went to the border and broadcast from there, El Paso, which had been bad, had really impressed me. The day that I was there, they only apprehended seven, not because they were not competent. They only apprehended seven because the technology in the Border Patrol was relentless. And I went for like 8 or 10 hours with them on various things, even at night. It was incredible. And all that, the Mayorkas today, Captain, has said, well, I realize the Border Patrol morale is low. It's got to be non-existent. They don't want to be doing nothing on this, and that's what they're told to do.
Well, you're absolutely right. And let me explain how this impacts Philadelphia and your citizens yes. there and what is happening, because this is the story that has not been told for decades. And it's why I get so frustrated. It's why after retiring, you know, I now report for Newsmax to try to illuminate what these cartels are and how big they've become. Because what happens is Border Patrol agents, what the cartels do is, first off, when these people cross in these big groups that you see on television, it's usually between around 200 to 400 people at a time. Now, they do that by design. And the reason for that is because it causes all of Border Patrol's resources to surge to that area, because you've got to get those young children out of that environment pretty quickly, because you got to think of the extreme temperatures. And the cartels do that because now here comes fentanyl, here comes methamphetamine, here comes the high-value individuals that are either cartel leaders themselves or those who come from countries with a terrorism nexus. We call them special interest aliens. So if you've been sitting there going, how in the world has so much fentanyl gotten into this country and who is sending it? You need to know there are two cartels mostly responsible. It is the Sinaloa cartel, which is one of the oldest and largest, and Cartel Jalisco New Generation, known as CJNG. These two mega cartels in Mexico, they have tremendous labs down there. But everything that you're border, that's how it works. They have true operational control of our border. I've seen what we call the halcones or the hawks, the lookouts, operating over 30 miles into the United States. They check on, they check off via two-way handheld encrypted radio and encrypted apps. And every day, just like law enforcement, they check on and they check off. Some work a 10-hour shift, some work an 8 or a 12. And this is how it really works at your border. But see, we've not been open and honest to tell the American people the impacts of transnational crime and how these terrorist cartels, and I truly mean that, have evolved into what they are. Because in Mexico today, they are truly a parallel government.
Even when I was there, Captain, I had a program director with me, and I was going into Juarez. So a guy shows up, was a great guide, and I asked him, why are those three Jeeps with machine guns on the back patrolling this one street sticking together? Shouldn't they spread out? And he said, not safe. Not safe for a Jeep with a machine gun on it to spread out. And I'm thinking, so I go and I meet the heroic mayor, whose family was then in El Paso. He put them in El Paso. And I asked him, what are all these school desks, you know, around the windows and all the sandbags and all? He said, for a blast protection. And he took these two guys who were taller than I in Mexico, and he said, it's only a block and a half to the border, but they both had their automatic weapon inside their suit coat with their finger on it for the block and a half. That was the slowest block and a half for me. So I was only a block and a half or so into Juarez, and that's what I saw, and that wasn't at the height of it as it is now. But You probably know this, that fentanyl is a winning issue here in the upcoming elections, that people are going to connect the dots. They're going to connect it to the border. Any politician that's not aware of this, the Supreme Court really should have gone to the border, had a sense of it there. It might have informed their decision a little bit more.
You know, here's what I would tell you is that we are never going to win border security through the court system on either side. This is going to have to be a much bigger thing. For 5.5 years, I have been trying to get the cartels designated as foreign terrorist organizations. Mm-hmm. I started this initiative. And not only that, we're going to have a government that is willing to go after their labs. You know, when you talk about these pill mills down there, they're impacting so many families in this country. You know, these pill mills are producing millions of pills a week. Some of them are massive. Methamphetamine, it's not the methamphetamine most Americans are familiar with. This is the P2P method cooked with phenylacetone, and it's much more dangerous and much more volatile. It's basically cooking the brain. So, you know, we're at a point where we have lost 107,000 Americans in a 12-month period, yet you hear nothing from the federal agencies as to what they're going to do to stop it. Let me tell you what you hear from them mostly. Well, China chemical precursors are causing it. Let me tell you what they don't tell you. They don't tell you how the Sinaloa cartel 3 years ago already adjusted to working with Bangladesh, India, and Pakistan to import chemical precursors. They don't tell you how they have hired chemists right out of universities to conduct and change the analogs. That's why the fentanyl has gotten so deadly, because they have truly weaponized it. It's gone from normal fentanyl to parafentanyl, now serafentanyl. We use sera and parafentanyl to put down rhinoceroses and elephants in Africa.
Wow.
It is absolutely unbelievable. And one second, allowed to get away with.
My producer had a question too, but Captain too. So when President Trump was speculating, I don't know the full context, about bombing their labs. Obviously, I know that seems queasy. I'd have to research that. But I think that's the commander in chief of throwing something out to people, saying we're going to have to take more direction here, because the Mexican government, no matter what leverage you use on them, I like what you said, even when they're willing, it's a parallel government there. This is a quasi state itself with these cartels. They might have more power, and the Mexican government is afraid they'll be killed too.
Let me just give your audience an example of how corrupt things are in Mexico. I used to share intelligence with the most elite forces in Mexico. And there were times we were launching operations against these cartels. And before they would even pull out of the gates, the leadership was already notified and already moving. I can't stress to you the level of corruption that has taken place. Now, there are still great men and women willing to fight and die for their country down there. And I've been able to share critical intelligence with them to truly make a difference. It's how we decimated the Zetas through the great work of collaboration. And I'm a big believer that that's how we win. But here's the problem. You've now got a president in Mexico who's communicating with cartel bosses routinely. And the U.S. government will not tell you. Yet we're sitting in the worst overdose death crisis and worst human smuggling and human trafficking events we've ever witnessed, yet you see no leadership on it. And it's, for me, it's far beyond, you know, the Republican Democrat issue. I'm talking about, where's the leadership of the FBI, the executive leadership of the DEA, the HSI, to speak to the American people about what is happening. We've got to get beyond politics. We're losing our own citizens, and there's no terrorist group in the world that has killed as many people as these cartels and gotten away with it.
Boy, I tell you, it was a bad Supreme Court decision, a horrible one today. The silver lining is, though, I don't think we've ever spoken before. We'd like to invite you back whenever you have something, because your knowledge base, the details of this, and your passion on this, they're second to none. And this, you're right, is the hidden issue that everybody says it's hidden. Why are we not talking about it? Somewhat, we don't have guys like you that we knew of that have this kind of expertise that can explain it. So, Captain, thank you, and we'll be contacting you in the future.
That'd be great. Happy to come on anytime, Dom. You be safe, and I just want to say one last thing, and that is that this is absolutely fixable, and don't let anyone in the federal government tell you it's not. Have a great day. Thanks
absolutely.
For having me.
Dan, you don't know how much that last thing he said. Yeah. Sometimes you hear the enormity of the problem. The problem can be enormous, But guys like this said exactly right. That doesn't mean it's not fixable. It's enormous because it's allowed to be enormous. So I don't know if Trump was saying, can't we just bomb the labs or not? He may have been thinking out loud. You know what? Look at what we're up against here. Mexican government is ineffectual or corrupt at best. That's the most time I've ever been frightened going into war. Yeah, going into war is around. You get a sense of that.
Yeah.
And the bombing, well, I don't know the illegalities. It seems illegal to me. But if I were sitting where Trump was, I'd be speculating on this. All right, then tell me what we can do to the cartels. All right, 855-839-1210. I'd love to get your reaction to this guy. Nice get by Dan, Captain Jason Jones. We'll keep him ready to go on this.
What I wanted to ask Jason about, I didn't ask him. There are reports down at the border that the fentanyl has gotten now so strong that police that are making busts that occasionally stumble upon the fentanyl, they'll get like one or two flecks of fentanyl on their skin, and they'll go into an overdose and have to be revived with Narcan. It's absolutely
I wish
insane.
You had. I don't think that's mythical. You know, when we see busts of fentanyl, people say it could kill 250,000
people.
Yeah,
I was curious. Is that actually happening? If it is,
I should have asked
Get these guys some hazmat suits.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
It's getting really bad.
This is a hidden issue because it brings home everything. We're trusting a guy like – I'm looking at Fox right now. Parents seek justice for kids dead through fentanyl. We're trusting Joe Biden on anything? Yeah, right. And Trump? Is being, I think the American people would say, yeah, I like that Trump was asking about what would happen if we bombed the cartel's labs. I know that's a Harrison Ford movie that I really like. 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls next on Talk Radio 1210.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano show. Yeah, I wrote myself a note there. We have to talk more about fentanyl and how... The guest we had on, it brings it all together with the border, the drug crisis here, and just you're going to see more of it. And on something like that, you would think the Supreme Court would want to have a little bit more boots on the ground, a little bit more sense. But no, I'm sure wherever the Bushes are tonight, they're probably celebrating their guy. That would be Johnny Roberts leading the charge again on this, saying no. Can't keep people in Mexico. We can't have that, even in
police
the middle of COVID. Yes, that's Jeb with the exclamation
police
point.
Police clap.
Who in the world thinks you're voting for a guy that puts an exclamation point after his name? Come on. There's no way. That would be nice. Dom!
I was going to say, we should do it.
Yes.
I think it would work.
Put three or four exclamation points after Dom.
I want hyphens in between each, so it's D-O-M.
That's even better. Yes, you have to say it that way. Please clap. Get the name right. D-O-M. Standing there next to Trump, too. Oh, my God. What
Please clap.
So the fentanyl thing is an issue that wraps all this together. And one of the worst places for this that I remember that's a key state is New Hampshire the last time around. Or in 2016, they talked about it, too. It affects here in Philadelphia. You hear it constantly. So what is it progressives would do about this? Well, spend more money. Get rid of drug arrest around fentanyl, I guess. Say that's the way to go.
It's, live free or die from fentanyl.
Yes. Yes, exactly right. That's a big, big state on this. This is all coming together for the midterms. And if Trump did, is that outrageous? I mean, if I were there, Commander-in-Chief, I'd been asked, okay, what can you tell me if we bomb their labs? Could we get away with it? Oh, my God. All right, so tell me what we can do about these cartels. You heard what Jason Jones said, Dan. He said they ought to be declared these cartels domestic. They ought to be declared international terrorists, which they are. 107,000 lost or more just last year, 12-month period around fentanyl. And he talked. I even saw people talking about this. Now, I don't want to go overboard on it, but even Governor Christie's talked about this, that the potency of marijuana is much different than what it was back in the day. Now, I'm not saying deadly, but I'm talking about you got to put these things in the context. He talked about fentanyl And he went through very specifically the type of fentanyl we're dealing with now. The potency of it is frying your brain, essentially. Right? Isn't that a national security threat? In addition to people just, you know, running to the border. All right. Let's go to Jane in Buckingham and get somebody on our side question here today. Jane, who is that one-word person, celebrity?
This is for people who like classic literature. Shakespeare.
Yes. Is that a shot at Dan?
If I got stuck on a desert island with only one book out of my library, the complete works of Shakespeare would be it.
Wait, that's cheating, though. You can't bring the complete works. It's multiple books.
No, it's not. She's got it all in one giant book. Now, you know, Dan hates to read Shakespeare. Did you know that, Jane?
Nobody actually sits down and reads Shakespeare.
Oh, that's
anymore.
Not true. Jane,
really? Oh, that's not true is right.
Do you like mouth
yes,
like the hand
do.
Gestures and all that, too? Like,
to
be or not to be.
Jane, you've given me tomorrow to torture Dan since he's going to be on a bit of hiatus. I might ask people to call in as a side question your favorite Shakespeare quote, if I could think there's enough of them. What's yours?
Oh, there are a lot of them. out, damn spot.
Ah, there you go. Very, very nice. Dan, what Shakespearean play is that from?
I don't know. Othello.
No. There's nothing from, I can't think of too many from Othello.
No?
Is that enough for a side question
like
tomorrow?
Only one besides Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, I mean, even if people don't have it word by word exactly, I thought that might be a fitting present as you head off into your wedding week. You'll be with us on next week a bit. I'll say it that way. Yes.
I got something here that we're going to have to talk about at some point. It's a Vice report that they actually looked into the truck that had 51 people dead.
Yes.
And Vice alleges that they received a text message from a smuggler who works for the Cartel del Noreste.
Right.
And they alleged that the people that were coming over in that truck paid upwards of $3,000 for the trip, according to two sources close to the knowledge of the agreement, according to Vice. And so that they're kind of alleging, tying it to the cartel in some degree.
Yeah, just think of the cartels. All right, the air conditioning, they don't put in there because they don't want to draw attention, right, with the truck. But you can't put water in there. You can't have bottled water or something. Some of those people would survive. The viciousness, the outright, and this is on our southern border. And Trump played them right. He threatened them. And he negotiated with
them. So this anonymous cartel member that spoke with Vice alleges that the smuggler oversaw the transportation of the 65 migrants down in that truck.
I would not be surprised. And Abbott is stopping trucks now. There's going to be more of a tie-up. What will Biden do? Okay, coming up, it's the lightning round, though, here on Talk Radio 1210. It is Dom time as usual. And what do we call this segment?
The time has come for the
final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, exactly right. We have that each and every day.
You know, Sean just came in and he brought me one of those Hers Whiz Wit chips.
Yes.
Not too impressed.
No?
Not too impressed.
Ah, the great
really
Hers product.
It tastes like a cheesesteak.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we're looking for somebody who is so well-known, celebrity, living or dead. I had Confucius, among others, that they're known by one name. Dan, I maybe have to explain to Earl, though. We don't accept that. I mean, we can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that we don't take biblical or Jesus, because how could we ever rule against that one? And we don't take Trump for the same reasons. All right. Let's go to Joe in Exton, though, and see what he has. Hey, Joe, what's your person today?
Hello, Dom. My one name wonder is Kojak.
All right. That's a very, very good one. Who loves you, baby? Of course, the Earl of Tacony. Earl, we can't take Jesus. Do you have another?
Yes, I do. But real quick, can I get it in a dad joke? Homer called in and said people would yell Geronimo when they jumped out of a plane.
Yes.
Does that mean that when Geronimo jumped out of a plane, he'd yell, me?
Yeah, I wonder how they started with the Geronimo jokes. Jumping out of the plane, you know? Could have been something else.
If we're going to have Greek detectives with Kojak, let me go with a Polish detective and go with Banachek. George Papard.
All right. That's a fairly obscure Debbie Banachek. He's Polish. Earl's not Polish. We met him, I don't think. But that's playing to the judges. And Chris in Malvern, I was waiting for this one. It's a good one. Hey, Chris, what's the one-namer?
He gets his sex for free and falls ass backwards into money. Kramer.
Yes, and I have the first name. Remember when they got the first name?
What is it?
Cosmo.
Oh, yeah. Well done. I forgot.
Yeah, Babs
that, yeah.
gave it up. Yeah. Cosmo Kramer. All right. So, Dan, we've had some great ones today. All in honor of the great Pelé. It worked out extremely well. Give me some contenders.
I'm going to give you the bigger names. Richard in Westchester said Caesar. Jane in Buckingham with Shakespeare. And how about good old Steve Keeley with Liberace pretty early on?
I love Liberace as a name. DJ Liberace Giordano.
I don't know if we can give it to Keeley, though, could we?
No, no, we couldn't. Yeah. So I like Caesar. And Caesar? He mentioned the Caesar salad, the casinos, et cetera.
Richard in Westchester.
Yeah, it's hard to
that.
Beat Caesar. I know we know Julius, but we just say Caesar today. He's all Caesar, yes.
Production note, Kathy Barnett tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Oh, 1 p.m. And Kathy Barnett has just been designated as a spokesperson for the 1776 Project. But I'll also ask her tomorrow. She hasn't endorsed Dr. Oz yet. We'll see when that might happen or what's up with that. But you can't ask for better heading into July 4th than Kathy Barnett and the 1776 Project, among other things. Thanks for being part of it. Noon until 3 each and every day. Join us in about 40 minutes. It'll be Krasnerland. Big one this week. A lot of stuff to show you on that the media, sadly, is still not showing you. He is going to be impeached. Will he be removed from office? I place that 50-50. Impeachment, I place it 90-10. He will be impeached. How do you like that, Larry? You can bet wherever you want. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Jim. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.